I'm delighted to say that we're joined on the line by Georgina Dempsey from Killarney. Georgina sent us a wonderful email, and it's basically, she just wants to, and the whole purpose of it was her simply saying, in a very heartfelt and sincere way, a thank you to the staff at University Hospital Kerry for the wonderful care they've shown to her 15-year-old daughter, who had been quite ill, but thankfully now is on the mend. Georgina, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's so good of you to make time.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on your show.
So look, Georgina, if you could tell me there, just tell me just what very some brief detail about the situation that led your daughter to having to be taken to University Hospital Kerry. And if you go on from there and just tell us about some of the amazing people, the amazing staff, the doctors, the nurses and the other workers at the hospital who have really played a role in her recovery.
Of course. So if I could go back to the 1st of December, Maya went under a procedure for both her feet where she had the calcaneus bone. It's a bone that's attached to other bones in the feet, but it was fused together. So they had to be released. Her gastro muscle and her calf had to be released and her accus tendon had to be released. So it was a fairly big operation, but she got through it. She was in a wheelchair for 6 weeks. There was no weight bearing or anything like that. So after the 6 weeks, she started developing lower back pain, and we were putting it down maybe it was to do with the gait shifting or something, the dynamics within the body maybe, if you're sitting down for long periods of time. That's what we were coming up with. So it was about 3.5 weeks ago, and the pain got so severe, my partner rang the A&E, and they said to come over straight away. So we went over. And we were met by the most beautiful and lovely nurse who took Maya in straight away, did her vital signs, did her bloods, and we were waiting for a couple of hours. And I understand there's no problem. They were under fierce pressure. There was a load of patients there waiting. And around 6:30, a lovely nurse and a doctor came in and told us that she needed to go down for an X-ray. So they went for an X-ray, and then she had to go for an ultrasound. And with the ultrasound, they found that there was some kind of a blockage there. So they said, look, we're going to have to send you up to Cashel Ward. So we went up to Cashel Ward and we met some really lovely nurses who completely went out of their way for Maya. They were so sympathetic. They were so caring. And nothing was a problem for them. Like, anything Maya asked for, it was there. There was no fuss or anything about it. And so really, they were just amazing. So with the ultrasound, they discovered that Dr. Batty, who I was dealing with, he was the gynecology doctor, he basically told us that above the hymen, as I said, there was blood accumulating inside the womb, and this had to be released for the lower back pain to go. So I was very, we were really upset to hear that, to know she must have been in severe pain altogether. She was probably hiding a lot of it from us, because I was worried sick. Her dad was just, we were just so, so worried. You know, we thought there might be something more sinister going on, but thank God that wasn't the case. So they brought us down to the surgery, and Mary, head of the surgical team, she treated Maya like one of her own. That's the only way to describe it. Like, these people are absolutely amazing what they do every day. Like, they gave my daughter her quality of life back, because as you know, if you're suffering from any form of pain, like, it can affect everything. It affects your quality of sleep. It can affect how you eat. It affects your mood. It affects everything. And so really, I'm in debt to them. We are absolutely elevated. She's recovered so well. She's back to her bubbly self again. And she's really happy. Like, she missed so much of school as well. And it was her junior certificate year. But as I was saying, that wasn't the priority. The priority really was to get her ready, get her right. And she's hoping to go back to horse riding in another few weeks' time. So really, I am in debt to these people. I'm in debt to everyone that works there. Really and truly, from the security guard to the people working in the shop, the lady taking the blood, everyone in Cashel and everyone in the Kells ward, people in admissions, Dr. Bashi, Dr. Leanne, I mean, Mary, the head of surgical team, they're just these people are amazing. They're amazing what they do, and I'm completely in debt to them. And I just want to say thank you very, very much.
And Georgina, may I ask, Cashel ward, that's the ward for children, is it?
That is the ward for children, yeah.
And the staff there, you, and I don't want to single out any staff, because you and Maya, the family, have had such an incredible experience from staff doing various roles within the hospital in the care and recovery of her. But you were saying that it sounds that in particular the staff, the nurses in the Cashel ward are particularly attuned to the concerns if you're a child or a teenager and you suddenly find yourself in hospital.
They really are. They're very understanding and they're very warm. And nothing is, like, even the student nurses, they were just beautiful, really. You know, they went out of their way to come over and talk to Maya, put her at ease. You know, they were just very, very understanding. And, you know, they're just brilliant, really.
And
every single one of them.
And obviously, your daughter was worried and you were worried. And when you're a parent, I suppose you're trying not to show to your child either that you're concerned about them and that you're deeply, deeply worried. So how did it feel for you as Maya's mother when you saw the care and the professionalism from the staff at University Hospital Kerry?
When they told me that morning, 6:30 in the morning, that we were going to investigate it, and then when Dr. Batty spoke to me and told me, you know, that this can be rectified, this can be fixed. I'm not joking. It was like a new lease of life. That's the only way to describe it. It was like a weight had been lifted off our shoulders. It was like I was not going to see my daughter in pain anymore, because seeing a loved one go through pain, and I feel sorry for anyone who's going through pain to this day. I mean, it's an awful thing to be dealing with. It was like when I woke up in the morning, like I knew what we were facing every morning. Do you know what kind of a day she was going to have? So it was quite tough, but you had to be strong. You know, you had to try to make light of the situation, try to be there for Maya and do the best you possibly can, you know. So, and that's what really did. But only for the hospital, really, now, to be quite honest. You know, they were really just amazing.
And of course, and rightly so, when things go wrong in our health system, they need to be highlighted, they need to be raised, and standards improved. But Georgina, I appreciate you coming on the show this morning. I think it's also important to mark and to thank and to celebrate when things go well within the health service as well.
Do. I mean, if somebody does something good, or, you know, if you get great care, treatment, or whatever kind of service, whether you're in hospitality or whether you're in a hospital, any kind of environment, I think really, you know, it's good to be able to say these things, because at the end of the day, you know, I think everybody deserves, you know, I suppose, a bit of praise for the good work that they do, and especially the people in hospitals. I just think that they do great work, really. Every day they do it. Every day.
How are they in their dealings with you and Georgina's dad and the wider family?
They were very, very kind. I mean, we were having conversation with the nurses every day, and we were talking about everyday things. You know, it was like as if we kind of knew them for years, you know, that kind of a thing. They just made us feel so at ease, and they were so professional as well, yeah.
And finally, as you were saying there, from because she's had a time of it, your daughter Maya, but she's looking forward returning to activities soon. That that from being in a wheelchair not too long ago, she's now looking forward to returning to horse riding. That's really good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It just goes to show, really, you know, how far she's come, and within even the few weeks like that she's recovering from. Now, obviously, you know, she's still under the care of them, and they said that might go on for a good couple of weeks until they feel that she no longer needs care. So we meet up every Wednesday in the ward, and she just gets her checkup, and, you know, they're very happy with the procedure, how it's come, and, you know, Maya isn't in pain anymore. So, I mean, that's a huge thing, really.
Absolutely. Now, can I read you this comment, Georgina, that's come in? Someone says, I recently ended up in the emergency department in a lot of pain, and I have to commend the staff there, particularly the catering staff and the porters. There are some really compassionate, kind people working in University Hospital Kerry. The nurses were brilliant too, but you have to acknowledge the kindness and compassion of the service staff who will chat and who will check in with you while you're on a trolley in the hall. They made me feel comfortable when I was in a lot of pain, not just through treatment, but extra blankets, pillows, etc. Thankfully, all is well now, but I have to say the nurses, doctors and service staff at UHK were brilliant there, and you could tell they were doing their absolute best.
Yeah, and I agree with everything that person wrote. Like, I even forgot to mention, I forgot to mention the people in the catering department. They were just as good as well. I mean, you know, they were just very accommodating, and, you know, whatever Maya needed, you know, it was there for her, you know. So they were lovely too. Everybody was. Everyone in every department, really.
Well, Georgina, thank you for agreeing to come on, because I think it's good to give praise as well and acknowledge when people have just been simply marvellous and have simply shown so much compassion and professionalism. We're glad that Maya is well on the road to recovery, and we're delighted that you came on the show this morning and told us that experience that you and the family have had recently with University Hospital Kerry. The very best to you. I hope the whole family has a wonderful Easter. Thank you so much, Georgina. We've been talking to Georgina Dempsey from Killarney, who kindly took time out this morning. She wanted to issue that big thanks to the staff at University Hospital Kerry.